11 o'clock hour, we're asking you what the next syntax is going to be. There is a story out that if we taxed red meat, no. If we taxed red meat across the globe, we would save billions of dollars in the healthcare industry.
So processed versus unprocessed, and the tax would be a lot higher on processed red meat, think bacon and lunch meat and that kind of thing, versus unprocessed, with the idea being that it is so bad for you because of the carcinogens in them and because, you know, of the fat content and all those things that are more likely to lead to heart disease and that kind of thing. And it puts so much extra pressure on the healthcare system, and it's so bad for you that if you were to tax it to a certain point, people would eat less of it, and it would lead to, in the U.S., 53,000 fewer deaths a year. So 53,000 lives a year would be saved if we could get people to eat less red meat. I'm not at all surprised by the suggestion. It makes total sense. I think we know that lunch meat is bad for you and bacon is bad for you. And eating too much of that leads you to have a higher chance of heart disease. So the numbers make total sense. But what's the next syntax then? After, you know, because at some point this will catch on. You know, we've never thought in a million years that we'd have a sugar tax. But now we've got more cities that are looking at taxing sugary drinks than we used to for the exact same reason. Because look at our obesity rates in this country. And sugar is the obvious culprit. I don't think anybody can argue that sugar is good for you.
As we sit here and you and I are eating Sour Patch Kids, yes, during the break.
Well, it's because they're here.
They're really good.
They're here. I don't think you can make the argument that sugar is good for you. And I think the only positive argument that you can make about meat or about red meat is protein. There's also a lot of fat in it. And if you go to the processed versions, there is a ton of salt in it. And those things are universally bad for you. So it makes sense. What's the next syntax then?
576-7798. And there are some stupid answers coming out of the text line. I don't know why I opened it, but you baited me into it.
I didn't bait you into it.
You read me one.
Well,
and I open it up and here's what I see.
How about texting rap music?
It's me sharing.
Jesus. It's Friday. Justin, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Justin?
Not much. So it's stupid. I don't think any of those taxes will pass in Missouri. I live in Independence, and yeah, we always vote down any sin tax.
You vote down any tax.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not just sin tax.
Hey, we ain't paying it. But yeah, I think it's going to get to the point where fast food restaurants are going to, there's going to be a global tax on fast food restaurants. So you have to go in and pay like an extra $2 at McDonald's or Hardee's or whatever. Like, I could see that happening, but not in Missouri.
Justin, did you vote no on the gas tax?
Absolutely, yeah. I did.
Hey, how do you want to get your, let me ask you this. How do you want to get your roads fixed? I got to know.
Where's the money coming from?
Marijuana, we got that legal.
All right. It's going to cost billions of dollars to fix the roads in Missouri. Medical pot's going to bring in $24 million. You need $1,000 million to get to the billion number. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that they're doing it, Justin, but med pot only gets you about $24 million.
You like having the lowest gas taxes in the country, yep, and you are bound to keep it.
But, Justin, you are in the majority when you feel that way. That's why we on Kansas have better. See, now I'm also pro-Kansas.
I know,
it's ridiculous.
Now, yeah.
You people on the... stuck in 1957 over on the Missouri side. Brian, you're on KMBZ. Brian, what's the next syntax?
Well, it shouldn't be meat. Frankly, shouldn't be any of them. Unless, by the logic that you're using, that you want to tax cigarettes because it makes people sick and have to go see the doctor. However, it costs more to insure somebody who's a smoker.
Yeah,
So where's that money going? It's not going toward the healthcare system.
How do you know that?
Well, I guess I don't.
It's a fair enough, Brian. It is fair enough. I mean, look, cigarettes are bad for you. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
The lobbyists keep pushing to have cigarettes stay in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the effects we're seeing are costing people millions and millions and millions of dollars. That's why the tax is there. Partially to line the coffers of the government officials, but also to help offset the cost of all of the cancer you're giving yourself when you have to have a dart in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I throw out a couple of suggestions?
Yeah, what do you want to
toss around?
What will the next syntax be?
I think there are two things that are going to come at some point down the road a little bit. Let me read to you, Wicket. You and I had coffee this morning.
I've had at least two cups. So yeah. I'm all riled up.
I can give you 20 harmful effects of caffeine that's on a list. Research showing harmful effects of caffeine. More than 4 cups of coffee a day is linked to an early death. Caffeine consumption may raise blood pressure. Increased risk of heart attacks among young adults. Caffeine linked to gout attacks. Breast tissue cysts in women. Caffeine may cause insomnia, indigestion, headaches, reduce fertility in women. There's a miscarriage risk. Caffeine may not be healthy for type 2 diabetics. It is possible to do a caffeine overdose. There are allergies to caffeine. Caffeine causes more forceful heart contractions, which is not good. Menopause symptoms are worse. Caffeine consumption can lead to increased anxiety, depression, and the need for anxiety medication. The list goes on and on and on.
And I have been drinking more caffeine in the last 3 months than I have in the last 3 years now, for some weird reason.
There's an argument that that some caffeine is okay and boosts your metabolism. Black coffee, if you can just drink black coffee, that's not a bad way to boost your metabolism a little bit. Most people don't just do a little bit, though. Most people that drink coffee do more than that.
No, it's 3 cups minimum.
So I think caffeine's going to be a target, and I think it's going to be salt. I'm doing the math on, because we were talking about the processed meat. I did the math on if you were just to eat a turkey sandwich just out of processed meat, you know, just go buy a thing of lunch meat. So one slice of deli meat contains 15% of your daily allowance of salt. One slice.
God.
So let's say you're putting 5 slices on your sandwich, right?
Yeah.
You're at 75% then of what you should have for the entire day. You haven't put cheese on it. You haven't eaten any bread. And you haven't eaten anything else all day.
Dressing.
Whatever.
Condiment. My salt. I mean, if you're talking salt, mustard.
And whatever else you're going to eat the rest of the day besides that sandwich. And there is a ton of research about why salt is bad for you.
Yeah, but I'm just going to go home and have my bag of Doritos, follow that up with a pumpkin spice latte, and I'll see you later.
And there's sodium in things. There's high sodium in things you would never imagine. Look at your candy that you think is all sugar.
Oh, yeah, let's see here.
And I guarantee you,
15 milligrams of sodium in 7 of these. Jamie, you've had 7. I've had 7.
3.
You've had 3 Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. I mean, there is salt in everything. It's going to be salt.
Yeah, 15 milligrams of sodium per every 11 Sour Patch Kids.
So,
my gosh.
But again, that's the processed meats and stuff.
Let's get Justin up on KMBZ. What's up, Justin?
Yes, here's my thoughts on the red meat thing. Red meat in itself is not a bad thing. There are leaner things besides beef. Beef is the automatic first thing people think of. A person can go out and hunt for, let's say, venison or deer for those that don't hunt. That is a very lean meat, and there's nothing, it has a very minimal amount of fat content in it, and that would eliminate that whole argument of, oh, there's too much fat content within the meat itself. That requires a lot more people going hunting for that to become a mass-produced and sold. But that is a solution. And then also with the whole, with beef having a higher fat content, the whole, we're going back to the food pyramid, which I understand we're at a different thing now, but that whole thing was started when they asked farmers, how do you fatten up your livestock?
All right. Hey, thanks, man. I mean, I hear you. I have stopped eating the lunch meat sort of thing that you were talking about. My wife has asked me to stop eating it. I don't know why. It's not good for me or something. I'm not sure. So I've stopped that, and I don't eat as much processed meat. I haven't had a hot dog in a long time. I think part of it is you're wearing off on me.
Am I?
Yeah. Between you and between work wife and home wife, I haven't had a hot dog in a while.
Did you? I think we've had this conversation before, and I don't want to veer off squirrel here. But did you regularly eat hot dogs at home at one point?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You had the same reaction the last time you asked me that question.
I know, because I'm having deja vu about the conversation that we had last time and about calling you, you know, a 10-year-old with your, because little kids eat.
Did you put it in macaroni cheese?
I was just going to ask.
No, I put it on a bun, and then you put mustard and a pickle and bacon.
And it
and
wasn't
cheese.
At a ballpark?
No.
This was at home, not at a ballpark?
No.
Huh.
Last word on this is Steve on KMBC. Go ahead, Steve.
I can say the question. Do we get credit or payment if we go to the gym and work out and run and stuff?
If that's the case, then Travis can eat whatever the hell he wants because he works out 17 days a week. Dave, thanks for the phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, just get out and run.
But you know what? Well, okay, so
So, yeah, right.
Okay, so part of the problem is, I mean, 80% of losing weight is your diet. I mean, working out keeps your heart healthy, but if you're trying to lose weight, it's mostly diet. But there is an argument to be made about health insurance should account for those that exercise because it does make you healthier than those that don't. The problem is, how do you prove it? Although there, we know plenty of people that tell their insurance companies they don't smoke in order to get the discount, and they do.
I did that.
Because you can't prove that they don't.
I did that for years here.
Come up with a way to prove it, and we'll have a different conversation.
I used to work with a guy who reeked of smoke but checked the no smoking box. Never would smoke at work, but the second we got in his car, light up.
Yeah.
It's on our Facebook page. Let us know. Coming up next, got a text message from my sister yesterday. Until my daughter is born in January, my point of reference for children is always my two nephews. One is 11, one is 7. She asked me about grades and what do you do to reward your kids for getting good grades? Do you give them a reward? 576-7798. Text in 22980. Do we reward kids for getting good grades? Or is it just the grade is the reward? It's up on Facebook. A lot of you getting in there as well. It's on Twitter. 1KMBZ. Happy Friday. I got a text message yesterday from my sister, and this is something I'd like to ask you. 576-7798. She sends me a text message. Show topic. I always appreciate that. Do you reward your kids for good grades? If so, is it money, a prize, a reward? And Jamie, since you and I have no children, we thought this is something we would ask on the air because many of our listeners do have children. 576-7798. Jamie, when you were a young lady, when you were a little girl, did you used to get rewards for getting good grades?
I don't remember anything specific. I feel like our school gave us like Pizza Hut certificates or things like that for getting A's. I feel like rewards came from the school for kids that got A's. Like, it was a program that was set up. It was just kind of expected of me to get good grades. It wasn't, and I don't think so. I think the school gave out rewards, but I don't think my parents were glowing extra because I got good grades. It was just expected.
I'm the same way. I think we had Pizza Hut gave us a free pizza for a good progress report or report card. And I remember in California, there's a theme park called Knott's Berry Farm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any other ones besides that one. But I would win a math competition because I was really good at math when I was in grade school or middle school. And you would win a free pass to go to Knott's Berry Farm. If you were the winner and you won at the end of the year, they gave you a free pass to go that summer. But I didn't want to let my parents down, or I was didn't want to make my parents mad. I was really good in school, elementary and middle school. High school, it became a bit of a social butterfly, but I still got I had a 3.5 by the time I graduated high school. Struggled here and there. But I never got rewarded, I don't think, by my parents. Hey, great job, here's $50. Or, hey, great job, here's a video game. I don't think that ever happened to me.
No, I don't think. And it was just, if I'd had siblings, maybe it would have been different. But being an only child, it's not like there was anybody else to compare to. And so maybe if I'd had a sibling that didn't get good grades, maybe I would have been rewarded. I also wonder about the opposite, about, you know, do you incentivize good grades or do you punish bad grades? You know, where are you setting the expectation that you're going to punish your kid for getting C's and D's or whatever, or whatever you consider to be bad? Or do you reward the kids that are doing what they should be doing anyway?
576-7798. Do you give your kids rewards for good grades? You can text in at 22980. Is it monetary? Is it more video game time? Because there are a lot of people on Facebook, I'll read some of these here in a second, that it's basically screen time. I guess maybe, you know,
are they not getting a lot of screen time to begin with?
Ashley first up on KMBZ. What's up, Ashley?
Hey, what my dad used to do when I was in high school, I would get $20 for every A, $10 for every B, nothing for every C, minus $10 for every D, minus $20 for every F. And my one brother who barely made it through high school, he mostly got D's and C's. My dad would make him work off the money that was owed back at $5 an hour. And then when I got into college, he made it $100 for every A, $50 for every B. I do this with my own children. I have 2 A honor roll students, and I was on the dean's list all through college.
Ashley, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798. There's some good answers on Facebook that are on here as well. I also like this answer. I don't know. I'm still waiting on my kids to get good grades. let's see here. Josh says positive support, reassuring praise. Nothing builds up a child like a proud parent. That was me. I never got anything. You know, Travis, I don't know if you got good grades when you were in elementary or middle school or high school, but did you get rewarded for getting good grades?
I made terrible grades all through elementary through high school until I got to college. Actually, getting a C was like having a pizza party, basically. And then if I got that A, it was, hey, you can play video games all night, and I'll also get you, you know, the food you want.
All right. Okay. Michael writes, I would rather reward them with a fun activity. I would also let them know how proud I was of their hard work and not make it about being smart. Let's see. This one from Whitney. They get to keep their phone. Straight A's. Grades drop. Phone goes away until grades come up. I haven't had to take it away yet. Is that the big motivating factor, is the cell phone use?
I don't know. Into the text line, 3500. We have two kids, ages 15 and 12. We do not reward our kids for good grades. We expect them to get good grades. It's part of life. If they get bad grades, then we'll find a way for them to work harder to get good grades, but no incentive for good grades.
But do you punish them for bad? You said you
doesn't that, sound like it.
It doesn't sound like you punish them. Okay.
You know, the goal is to get the good grades, and if they're not, then you're working with them to get there.
I want to go the other way, too. How much do you punish your kids for D's and F's? And I don't know if they still give D's and F's. Some schools don't go that low. But do you punish your kids? If you give rewards for good grades, do you punish for bad?
Oh, this is interesting. In the text line, 6680. In college, my mom would pay off my loan for the semester after seeing I got all A's. She had saved the money, but I didn't get it unless I made the grades.
Interesting.
That's really smart.
576-7798. Jason writes, I was awarded $5 for every A or A minus whenever I got a report card, starting in elementary and ending when I graduated high school. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll read some more of these Facebook hits. Do you reward your kids for good grades? It is 1133 here on KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Give us your thoughts on grades and whether or not you reward or punish your kids for good and bad grades over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ. Are you ready, Jamie, for the return? Do you know who's coming to Kansas City? Are you ready for this?
You have one for me, and I have one for you.
Are you ready for this? The Backstreet Boys are coming to Kansas City. I have no idea what to make of this, of this tour coming, the Backstreet Boys in 2018 being coming to Kansas City. Like, is that a thing? Like, are we still doing the Backstreet Boys thing?
I mean, they've got a new album, so yeah, it's a thing. They're doing a big world tour in 2019.
My goodness. Well, these guys are coming.
70 dates. 10th studio album is called DNA. It came out this morning.
10 studio albums for the Backstreet Boys?
You need to find the single, if we can find it online. It's called Chances. That came out this morning. It was written by Ryan Tedder of OneRepublic and Shawn Mendes.
All right.
So that's the hit that's out this morning. So yeah, 70 dates.
Chance.
The DNA World Tour kicks off in Portugal on May 11th and finishes in Hungary in June 25th. North American dates begin July 12th in D.C. and finish September 15th in New Jersey. Let me scroll. I believe they are at Kansas City, I believe, in September. Okay. September 6th. That's probably Labor Day weekend. September 7th in Kansas City at Sprint Center. Man, they're doing everything. St. Louis on September 6th, Kansas City on the 7th, Omaha on September 8th, Indianapolis on the 10th, Milwaukee on the 11th, Louisville on September 13th. They're hitting,
wow.
They're going everywhere. Tulsa, Memphis, Nashville, Orlando.
How old are they?
They're probably our age, maybe a little older.
Yeah, I mean, they were
mid-40s maybe.
Super popular late 90s, early 2000s, right? That was when Backstreet's Back came out, around 2000 or so. And then they've been probably all tried to do their solo stuff, and now they're back again?
I confuse my boy bands. Nick Lachey was
98 Degrees.
There was Backstreet Boys, and there was one other one at
NSYNC.
The same time. NSYNC. That was Justin Timberlake,
right?
That
is correct.
Who would I know out of Backstreet Boys? Like, who still has had
That's the thing. I don't think any of them had, Nick Lachey had his thing.
Right,
and JT.
Justin Timberlake. But I don't think Backstreet Boys had a big, you know, had a big name come out of it. I mean, Nick Lachey's had a decent career since he left.
Sure, people know who he is.
Yeah, I mean, I can, the fact that I can name him tells you something. And, of course, we know Justin Timberlake, but.
I was going to say, I looked up the ages for all of them. The oldest is 47, and the youngest is 38.
Yeah, I mean, this is okay. Right. This is us.
Nick Carter had a bit of a solo career. He also had a reality TV show, I think, on VH1. I shouldn't know that.
Can I be honest? I know more about Nick Carter because of him being public about his sexuality.
Sure.
Than I do anything else.
Fair enough.
Than I know what he has done professionally.
Aaron Carter was a train wreck of a solo pop star.
Okay.
He was his younger brother. I mean, the other members are Brian, Kevin, Howie, and AJ, and I would never have known anything other than Howie.
Couldn't have picked him out of a lineup.
No, absolutely not. But this is their song, Chances.
What if you never smiled at me?
God.
What if I had noticed you too? And you never showed up where I happened to be? With a girl like you, doing in a place like this, on a quiet night. What are the odds? What's a guy like me doing in a place like this? I could have just walked by. Who would have thought? What are the chances that we end up dancing?
No, I'm good. I'm good
it's
on
bad.
That.
That's just.
I'm good on not that.
So it's going to be a whole album of that. But it's them. That's Baxter. That's boy band.
Yeah.
You know, that's 90s boy band music right there. Breathy and overdramatic and. Without a lot of actual musical quality.
Their other one that they had, my wife plays it down the hall, and it was actually not bad, whatever it was. But yeah, it's all going to sound like that, when really all anybody wants to hear is this one right here. Right? Like, Travis, you even know this one, right? You know the dance?
Pretty sure I had one of these CDs.
Did you?
My sister and I did.
I used to DJ at a skating rink when this song came out. Oh my gosh. This is back when music videos were a thing. Not so much anymore.
We got some other ones we need to play, though.
We can do that. Look, these dudes had tons of success, and every girl loved them in the late 90s into 2000s.
Yeah, so
every girl loved Backstreet Boys.
I spent one summer in between my sophomore and junior year of college as a camp counselor at a Girl Scout camp.
Uh-huh.
And that was the summer that I Want It That Way was a hit.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Which ruined that song for me because the girl, yeah, this.
This right
they
here.
Just they sang this every minute of the day.
You are.
You are. My fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we.
The thing is, you know every word to this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
If you're anywhere between the ages of 30 and 45, you know every word to these songs.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you that. So this song came out when I was in college. And so at that point, I was getting out of my boy band phase a little bit. So this is going to be 30 to 40.
Yeah.
Crowd more, a little younger than on the younger end.
Yeah, before anybody says that, and I love because, you know, I think Newt Gingrich said that Taylor Swift's audience was nothing more than a bunch of 13-year-old girls.
No, they're me.
Jamie, there will be 15,000 Jamies, and probably me, 15,000 Jamies at Sprint Center next September when they perform.
Because she was country before she went pop, and she was country in, I can't even think of what year, Tim McGraw, that song came out. But that was her first big hit, was a song called Tim McGraw. And she was in her, you know, that was 10-something years ago. I don't even know. I was back in Illinois. But yeah, there'd be a big crowd there for that.
But this is you. You're the demographic for Backstreet Boys in 2018.
I'm the high end of the demographic. I'm the old end of the demographic again. This song came out when I was in college, and by the time some people get to college, I was out of my boy band phase by then. I don't know what I was listening to, but it wasn't boy band music by then. High school and younger, yeah. But somebody texted in and said, That they've had. Yeah, they have had a Las Vegas residency for the last couple of years.
Have they really?
And somebody said they were at Starlight a few years ago.
The Backstreet Boys were?
And they were really good.
I imagine it's a good show. You know every song. You can sing every word.
It'll be a fun show. A lot of dancing.
And stage will be big.
You just don't want to hear the new stuff.
No.
Just don't let them play the new stuff.
It'll be fun. When's the show?
September 7th of next year. Okay. I'm scrolling through my calendar. Is that Labor Day weekend? I bet that's Labor Day weekend. Oh, let's see. Labor Day would be... No, that's the weekend after Labor Day weekend. Is Labor Day the first Monday? Here's what's confusing me.
Monday, September 2nd is Labor Day in 2019.
It confuses me because it splits the weekend.
Right.
You know, September 1st is on a Sunday. So this will be the weekend after Labor Day weekend. That's not bad. It's a Saturday night.
Oh.
Sprint Center got it on a Saturday night.
That's pretty good.
That's a big deal that we got it on a Saturday.
Travis, you're probably thinking like, okay, let's see, weekend after Labor Day. There's probably some good football on that Saturday night as well.
Might have to.
Let me tell you, doesn't sell out, it'll come very close to selling out.
Oh, it'll sell out. So. Absolutely. I mean, Justin Timberlake sold out. And I know,
he's a big deal.
I understand that, but Justin Timberlake being part of NSYNC, they were at the same time, same area, same group. I believe this will sell out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Timberlake's had a huge solo career, so that doesn't surprise me one bit. But this is enough of a crowd pleaser that the fact that they're putting it at Sprint Center says they're pretty confident it'll sell pretty well. Who opens for Backstreet Boys?
Aaron Carter.
I mean, do you get somebody current?
No idea.
Or do you pull in another 90s band?
Do you need an opener?
For fun. I mean, just for fun. What do you think?
I think you get someone current, someone young.
With just a couple of hits, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't listen to pop enough to know.
If that. Like, you know that song, I Got Issues, by Julia Michaels? I got issues. She opened up, and she's an up-and-coming, you would know the song.
Okay.
I sing it terribly. She opened for Maroon 5.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. You know this one, don't you?
Song gives me a headache.
You got issues. One of them is how bad I need you.
Let her sing it.
I'm jealous.
About to dump you.
I'm overzealous.
Not yet, because I don't know what this is.
When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me. I can love you just like that. And I can leave you just as fast. But you don't. Judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too.
So nothing?
I've never heard this.
What?
Never heard this.
You're not missing much.
But she has a beautiful voice, but I don't like the song.
It takes a suffer. Yeah, I got issues.
It's too loud.
And one of them is how bad I need to. You do shit on purpose.
Oh, well, good job there.
Oh, gotta get rid of this one. I didn't know she swore.
We play that in this building?
Twice now. No, we don't play that version. I got it, Travis.
You don't control music.
I didn't know. I've met her. She's the tiniest little nicest person.
She sounds
tiny,
like she would be
tiniest
a tiny
ones
person.
Are the spiciest one.
She is a great songwriter. They pushed her into being a performer. I watched her when I was in Napa a year ago. Her and a guitar player sing that in a very small setting. Unbelievable.
I bet. That's exactly what I imagine. Small person, you know. Quiet little voice.
Right.
Hits some really cool high notes, you know, that doesn't need a lot around her. But
they put her on stage as the opener with a full band before Maroon 5. And I thought, man, and they have her jumping around and move. I was like, oh, honey, this isn't your thing.
Yeah.
She's a great writer. She can sing.
Like small clubs.
Right. But that
small
kind of, exactly.
Venues.
All right. Let's give away some tickets to the upcoming Holiday Boutique. I didn't realize that song swore.
Well, good thing we have Travis around.
Did we both dump that?
Yeah,
Travis?
I dumped it.
I was like, wow, the dump light went off.
He's responsible for the license. That's Travis right has got a...
You know what
Julia
I did?
Michaels and Papa Roach.
what do they have in common? My dump button is next to my mic button. So instead of hitting the dump button, I turned my mic off after she dropped it.
Which was good, too, because then we didn't hear you sing it. But good thing Travis is paying attention.
All right, we got four tickets on the line for you. If you want to go to the upcoming Holiday Boutique, it's next week at the Overland Park Convention Center. We're broadcasting live next Thursday. What are the 4 days for you to shop more than 300 booths and find the latest trends in apparel, jewelry, seasonal gifts, and more? It's awesome.
So are we there on the first day, then?
Yes, we are.
We must be now be on our Thursday.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we're kicking it off. So if you remember yesterday's first clue was about being a conservative,
mm-hmm.
Clue number one today, because I don't want anyone to guess Donald Trump, clue number one, I'm a Democrat.
And if you guess Donald Trump, we're not putting your call on the air.
576-7798.
We know he's not.
We think he's not.
Because somebody's going to do it as a joke.
I know. It'll come in on the text line, I'm sure. Yeah. Hilarious. I am a Democrat. Who am I? 576-7798. If you're the first one in on the phone lines, you have four tickets to next week's Holiday Boutique at Overland Park. Again, clue number one, I am a Democrat. 576-7798. Let's get to some Who Am I? Our last four pack of tickets this week to the Holiday Boutique. Coming up next week at Overland Park, 576-7798. Clue number one, I am a Democrat. Yesterday, we did I am a Republican. Today, we're doing I am a Democrat, 576-7798. Joe, you're first up. Who am I, Joe?
George Clooney.
Am I George Clooney?
Nope.
He is a Democrat. Gary, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, Gary?
How about Hillary Clinton?
Am I Hillary?
Nope,
not Hillary Clinton. How about Blake on KMBZ? Hey, Blake, who am I?
Are you Laura Kelly?
Am I Laura Kelly? She had a good week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a pretty good week.
Hey, at least all those were Democrats.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the text line is full of...
I'm not having a politics conversation. For the people that want to debate whether Donald Trump is really a Democrat or a Republican, I'm not doing it today.
Christian, you're on KMBZ. Christian, who am I?
Barack Obama.
Am I President Barack Obama?
No.
That would seem kind of obvious. Like, nope. Yeah. me picking Barack Obama.
Easy one. Yeah.
As someone said on the Facebook page, do not insult Wicked's idol. Here's another clue for you. 576-7798. I am a Democrat, and I've had a big week. Is that a fair? That's a pretty good clue.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I've had a big week. That's clue number two. Let's go to Steve on KMBZ. Steve, who am I?
Alec Baldwin.
Am I Alec Baldwin? Oh, he had himself a week, though.
His show got bumped.
Did
to
it?
A different night, yeah. That talk show got bumped to Saturday night.
I didn't even know it was on.
A lot of people didn't, and a lot of people didn't watch it, and that's why it's now on Saturday.
I don't care about Alec Baldwin having a talk show. A
lot of people didn't. Numbers were not good.
Jennifer, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, Jennifer?
Maxine Waters.
Am I Maxine Waters? She did have a big week. She's in charge of the House Finance Committee. That's a good guess. How about Jared on KMBZ? Jared, who am I?
Taylor Swift.
Am I T Swift? Always a good guess.
Anytime that's a decent guess when Wicket's putting it together. Yeah.
576-7798. Doug, you're on KMBZ. Hey, Doug, who am I?
I'm guessing Charisse Davids.
Am I Charisse Davids? No, but have you seen the Instagram photo of her with her arm flexed? Holy hell, does she have some pipes?
You know, that's what she was doing for a while.
Cage fighter. All right, I'll give you another clue. I'm a Democrat. I've had a big week. I'm most known as a musician.
All right, here we go now.
All right. I'm mostly known as a musician. David, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, David?
That last clue just came in, so it's not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Am I the New York socialist who can't afford her rent? No, I'm not. Try again, David. Steve, you're on KMBZ. Who am I? Steve. Sherry, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, Sherry?
Are you Oprah?
Am I Oprah? 576-7798. Again.
President talked about her this week.
I'm a Democrat. I've had a big week, and I'm mostly known as a musician. Dawn, who am I?
I have no idea when you said musician. Sorry.
That's all right. Let's go to Melody. Melody, who am I?
Charisse Davids.
Am I Charisse Davids? Still not Charisse Davids.
Not a musician.
Not a musician.
Not most known for being a musician.
All right.
This is going to keep going. Do you realize that?
No.
Past news?
Come on. Come on, Kansas
I'm
City.
All right with that. We haven't had one go more than one segment in a while.
I'm a Democrat. I've had a big week. I'm mostly known as a musician. And clue number four, I've performed at a presidential inauguration. I have performed at a presidential inauguration. Let's go to Rich on KMBZ. Who am I, Rich?
I was going to guess Willie Nelson, but that last clue is not.
Am I Willie Nelson? I am not Willie Nelson. Let's go to Dave on KMBZ. Dave, who am I?
Yeah, John Cougar Mellencamp.
Am I John Cougar?
Correct, boy wonder.
And for those that missed it, congratulations are in order to John Mellencamp because he is, in fact, engaged to actress Meg Ryan.
He's had a big week.
Yes.
He performed at President Obama's inauguration in 08. He obviously is a Democrat. That was part of his big week. Today I was John Cougar Mellencamp. You got four tickets coming your way to the Holiday Boutique. Next week, November 15th through the 18th at the Overland Park Convention Center, 4 days to shop more than 300 booths and find the latest trends in apparel, jewelry, seasonal gifts, and more. Celebrate Girls Night Out on Friday, Saturday Night Out on Saturday with music, drinks, and prizes. Get your tickets. Get your discounted tickets. For more information, go to kcholidayboutique.com.
This will be his fourth marriage. Meg Ryan will be his fourth.
Huh.
Her second, his fourth.
They always say fourth time is the charm, yeah. Right? Who was she married to before?
Dennis Quaid.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dennis Quaid for a long time.
Did they meet on the set of Innerspace? I don't know if you would ever know that.
I don't know that at all. Okay. Not. Admittedly, I have some crazy knowledge in my head, some trivia, but not that one.
That seems like a Mark Lavoie question. Did Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid meet on the set of Innerspace?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Okay.
Is she in Innerspace?
Isn't she...
Martin Short is, yeah. Right? Is that the movie
yeah.
I'm thinking
yeah.
of?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even remember her in that.
She's the female lead.
Okay.
Yeah, she plays Randy Quaid's love interest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's all yeah, right. Exactly. That is the useless knowledge that you and I
that took us a while to get to. Also,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.